Thank you very much, great worshippers. God bless you so much. God bless you so much. Amen.
Amen.
This is the day the Lord has made.
Šodien ir radījis Dievs.
We will continue to rejoice.
Un mēs turpināsim priecāties.
And be glad in it.
Un būt priecīgi šajā dienā.
It is not an accident.
Tas nav kāds negadījums.
For you to be here today.
Ka tu šodien esi nokļūs šeit.
It is not even your will.
Tāpat nav tava griba būt šeit. To be here today. Šodien.
But a day like this.
Bet tāda diena kā šī diena.
God has programmed it.
Ir jau Dievam ieprogrammēta.
That you will be part of the new generation church.
Ka tu šajā dienā būsi daļa no jaunās paudzes draudzes.
To hear his word.
Ka tu dzirdēsi viņu vārdu.
And to receive blessings.
Un ka tu saņemsi svētības.
And I believe strongly today.
Un es šodien stipri ticu tam.
Every single person seated here.
Ka ik viens cilvēks, kas sēž šeit.
And our brothers and sisters who are watching us live.
Un tie brāļi un māsas, kas skatās mūsu
online. God has a purpose for you today.
Dievam ir nodoms priekš tev šajā dienā.
And it is my earnest desire.
Un mana karstākā vēlēšanās
that by the time I finish.
Lai tad, kad es būšu pabeidzis šo
what
vārdu.
God has given me.
Šo vārdu, ko Dievs ir Devis
man, you,
es būšu pabeidz dalīties ar
his
to.
Power,
tad viņu spēks,
his glory,
viņa slava,
will be felt in your life.
Būsu piepildīt tavā dzīvē.
In the name of Jesus.
Jēzus vārdā.
We give him praise.
Mēs dodam slavu.
We give him honor.
Mēs dodam viņam godu.
And we give him adoration.
Un mēs viņu pielūdzam visā.
In fact, our God is so powerful.
Patiesībā mūsu Dievs ir tik spēcīgs,
that we are even limited to describe him.
Ka mēs pat nespējam viņu aprakstīt. Mums nav
he
tādu vārdu, lai aprakstītu viņu.
The word big.
Viņš ir lielāks par vārdu liels.
He is glorious than the word glorious.
Viņš ir daudz slavas pilnāks kā vārds slavas pilns.
He is mightier than the word mighty.
Viņš ir varenāks kā vārds varens.
Listen, we are too limited to describe him.
Mēs esam ierobežot, lai mēs spētu viņu aprakstīt.
When we say he is holy.
Kad mēs sakām, viņš ir svēts.
We are not talking of his action of
being
holy. Mēs
nerunājam par to, ka viņš kaut ko dara svētu.
But if you want holiness, he is the holy himself.
Bet viņš pats par sevi ir svēts.
So what then can we see?
Tad ko tad mēs varam ieraudzīt?
At times I think of, you know, we say that we are worshiping God.
Tad, kad mēs pielūdzam Dievu.
When you are worshiping somebody.
Kad tu kādu tā kā pielūdz.
You do everything for him.
Tu tā kā izpatīci viņam.
But one question I want to ask.
Bet viens jautājums, ko es gribu
if
pajautāt.
We are truly worshiping God.
Ja mēs patiesi pielūdzam Dievu.
How many times do we even go to him? Can I prepare some tea for you?
Cik bieži mēs dodamies pie Dieva un sakam, vai es varu uztaisīt tēju tev?
If we are worshiping him.
Ja mēs viņu pielūdzam.
Then it means we are serving him.
Tas nozīmē, ka mēs kalpojam viņam.
And do we ask him, do you want coffee?
Un mēs varbūt jautājam viņam, vai tu vēlies Dievs tēju vai kafiju? Melnu tēju vai ar pienu? Vai mēs to darām? Vai cik daudz no mums iet pie viņa? Lai paņemtu viņa drēbes un aiznestu uz
mazgātavu.
Cik bieži mēs ejam notīrīt viņa kurpes?
In fact, he is doing everything for us.
Viņš dara visu priekš mums.
The life we have, he gave
us. Pat dzīvi, kur viņš ir devis mums, to devis ir Dievs.
The strength we have, he gave us.
Spēks, ko viņš ir devis, tas ir no viņa.
In fact, who we are today.
Un tas, kas mēs esam šodien.
It is by his grace.
Ir viņa žēlstības dots.
And so when we talk of worshiping God.
Tad, kad mēs runājam par Dievu pielūksmi.
The only thing that we can do.
Viena lieta, ko mēs varam izdarīt.
The Bible says that he has created us for his pleasure.
Bībele saka, ka viņš ir radījis mūs savam priekam.
If we can't work for him.
Ja mēs varam kaut ko izdarīt viņam.
And we can't do anything for him.
Mēs nevaram neko izdarīt priekš viņa.
There's only one thing that we can
bet
do.
Bet vienu lietu mēs
in
varam.
Fact, he is able to do everything for himself.
Viņš pats var izdarīt visu priekš sevis.
But one thing that he cannot do for
bet
himself.
Bet vienu lietu, ko viņš sev nevar izdarīt.
Is to worship himself.
Viņš nevar pats sev pielūgt.
And that is what he expects us to do.
Un to viņš gaida no mums.
Amen.
Amen.
And so tell your neighbor.
Tāpēc pasaki savam kaimiņam.
That if you have nothing to do for God.
Ja tu neko nevar izdarīt priekš Dieva.
Don't cease to praise him.
Tad nebeidz pielūgt viņu.
Don't cease to thank him.
Nebeidz pateikties viņam.
Don't cease to sing holy songs.
Nebeidz dziedāt svētās dziesmas.
In the name of Jesus. Amen.
Jēzus vārdā. Amen.
We thank God for today. We thank God for today.
Jā, mēs pateicamies Dievam šodien.
And I want to take this opportunity.
Un es gribu izmantot šo iespēju.
To thank our mama of the
pateikties
house.
Mūsu mammas, mājas mammai.
For this opportunity.
Ka viņi dod šo iespēju.
Oh, let's give her a
aplaudiet,
clap.
Aplaudiet.
Let's clap for her. Let's
mājas
clap for
mammai,
her.
Mācītāji.
Yes, 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 yes. In Africa.
Afrika.
When you have a woman of God.
Ja ir kāda Dieva sieviete.
In the church.
Pat draudzē.
She becomes the mother of the church.
Viņa ir māte draudzē.
She might not have given birth to us biologically.
Viņa varbūt bioloģiski nav mūs dzemdinājusi.
But she is our spiritual mother.
Bet viņa garīgi ir mūsu mamma.
She is the caretaker of our souls.
Viņa rūpējas par mūsu dvēselēm, jaunās paudzes
draudzē. Physically she may not be our mother.
Tātad fiziski viņa varbūt nav mūsu mamma.
But in Christianity,
bet kā kristiete,
in our journey with God,
attiecībās
she is the one God has
Dievu,
chosen to take care of our souls.
Viņa ir kā izvēlēta mamma, lai rūpētos
mūsu dvēselēm. And she is going to give an account if she doesn't take good care
un,
of
un ja
us.
Viņa to ja viņa nerūpēsies
so
par
mums. As a physical mother would love you.
Viņai būs jāatskaidās par to.
That is
ja mamma mīl mūs,
our spiritual mother is also loving us.
Tā kā parasta mamma mūs mīl arī garīgai so mammai mūs ir jāmīl.
Mama,
tad mēs saucam viņu mamma.
I'm calling her mama because she is the mother of the church.
Tātad viņai ir draudzes mamma visā
Do you agree
būtībā.
With me?
Vai jūs man piekrītat?
Let's clap for mama once
tāpēc
more.
Tāpēc vēlreiz aplaudējiet mammai.
I love her spirit.
Man patīk viņas gars.
Good heart.
Man patīk labs
sirds. And her passion for the things of God.
Un viņas deksme pēc
Anytime
Dieva lietām.
Anytime I sit with her,
tad, kad katru reizi, kad es sēžu ar viņas kopā,
I feel the presence
es jūtu,
of God around her.
Ka Dievs ir ap viņu.
There are some people, when you sit to talk with them,
ir tā cilvēki, ar kuriem tu sēdi un sarunājies.
The place is always dry.
Vienmēr liekas, ka ir sausums apkārt.
You don't even feel anything.
Tu neko nejūti.
You struggle in the spirit.
Un tev tikai tādas grūtības ir garā.
But I thank God for the life of mama.
Bet par pateicos Dievam
that
par
time I am around
mammas
or
dzīvību.
With her, I feel
tad,
the
kad
presence
esmu šeit
with her.
Kopā ar viņas, tad es jūtu šo Dieva klātbūtni.
God bless you mama for this opportunity.
Lai Dievs svētī tevi mamma par šo
And
iespēju.
And God bless everybody here.
Un ikvienu, kas ir šeit.
And God bless my good brother.
Un lai Dievs svētī man labo brāli.
I forgotten his name.
Edward?
Edward, yes. God bless him.
Lai Dievs svētī ar Edvardu.
Yes, yes, God bless you. So today I want to share something briefly with you.
Šodien es kaut ko īsti gribu padalīties ar
And jums. I believe it's going to be a blessing to you.
Un es ticu, ka tā kļūst tev par svētību.
There are a lot of things that are happening in our daily lives.
Mūsu ikdienas dzīvē notiek daudz dažādas lietas.
And I believe if God should come today.
Un es ticu, ja Dievs nāktu šodien.
And then tells us.
Un teikt mums.
To share our worries with him.
Lai mēs dalītos savās rūpēs ar viņu.
In fact, we have lot of questions to ask him.
Mums būtu ļoti daudz jautājumu, ko viņam pajautāt.
We have lot of worries to share with him.
Mums būtu daudz rūpes, ar kurām dalīties ar viņu.
We have lot of, you know, answers that we desire from him.
Mums ir daudz atbildes, kuras mēs gaidām no viņa.
Now, one of the major things that is disturbing mankind.
Viena no tādām prāta lietām, kas satrauc cilvēci. Ir kavēšanās.
Now, as a child of God,
kā Dieva bērnam,
or even as an individual on this earth,
kā individuālam cilvēkam uz šīs zemes,
I believe you have experienced some delays in your life.
Es domāju, ka tu noteikti esi piedzīvojis kavēšanos savā
dzīvē. One way or the other,
vai nu vienā veidā,
I can say there are some of us seated here.
Es redzu, ka šeit, kas sēžam,
certain things are still delaying in your life.
Kaut kādas lietas kavējas tavā dzīvē.
You are questioning yourself.
Tu
What is that? Where is it coming from?
Kāpēc? Kas notic? Kāpēc kavēj šīs lietas? Un daži cilvēki vaino Dievu.
You have prayed.
Jūs esat lūguši.
You might have fasted.
Jūs esat gavējuši.
In fact, you have been obedient to the voice of God.
Un patiesībā jūs esat paklausījis Dieva balsi. Tu esi lietojis Dieva vārdu.
And it seems that
un liekas,
that particular thing you desire to
ka
have is delaying.
Kur tu gaidi? Kurai jānotiek, viņa kavējas.
So as a child of God.
Un kā Dieva bērns.
Is it a blessing to experience delays?
Vai tā ir svētība piedzīvot šo
is
kavēšanos?
It bad to experience delays?
Vai tas ir slikti piedzīvot šo
is it
kavēšanos?
Your fault?
Vai tā ir tava vaina?
Or it is God who is doing that?
Vai Dievs tomēr visā tajā ir iesaistīts?
I believe by the time I am done with you.
Es ticu, kad es pabeigšu šo
vēstu
dalīties ar jums, ka jūs sapratīsiet dažas lietas.
One sure word I want to share with you before I give my anchor scripture.
Kamēr mēs nonāksim līdz rakstvietai, es gribu nedaudz
padalīties.
Ja mēs lasām Romiešiem
8:28,
ir teikts, ka visas lietas mums strādā par labu.
Not some things,
nevis dažas lietas,
but all things,
bet visas lietas.
Whether things are delaying,
tad arī tās lietas, kas kavējas,
they are working together for your good.
Vai viņas strādā priekš man
labuma?
Whether
things are moving at the pace that you want,
vai tās lietas neiet tādā ātrumā, kā tu gribi, lai tu saņemtu šo labumu.
In fact, our God,
patiesībā mūsu Dievs,
is not limited by space.
Dievs nav ierobežots laikā.
He is the one who created time.
Viņš ir radījis laiku.
But he is not limited by time.
Bet pats Dievs nav ierobežots
Whatever
laikā.
Whatever he says he will do,
ja viņš ir teicis, ka viņš izdarīs,
he does it in his own time.
Tas notiks viņa noteiktajā
so
laikā.
There are many of us,
tad daudz no mums,
we have our own timings.
Mums ir kaut kāds laika
ietilpums. I want this to happen in January.
Piemēram, man tam jānotiek janvārī.
I want that to happen in February.
Un to es gribu, lai notiek tas
februārī. I want this to happen in May.
Un maijā es gribu, lai notiek tas.
In fact, before 2024 ends.
Bet no es gribu, lai 2024. Gada beigās.
These are the things I want to achieve.
Šīs pārējās lietas būtu sasniegts.
And it seems to us that,
un priekš mums šķiet,
the list of things we had,
ka tās lietas, kas mums ir sarakstā,
they are not even materializing.
Vēl nav materializējušās.
Some of us, the wishes we had, the plans we had for this year.
Un mums bija kaut kādi plāni galvā priekš šī gada.
You have seen just a few.
Tu dažus no tiem plāniem es tikai
Some of
redzējis.
You, none of them have come to pass.
Un dažus no tiem nav
so
notikuši.
So is it the fault of God?
Vai tur ir vainīgs Dievs?
Is it your fault?
Vai tu esi vainīgs?
Or it is Satan that is at work?
Bet varbūt, ka Sātans tur strādā.
Today we will find out.
Šodien mēs to uzzināsim.
But one thing I want you to do.
Bet vienu lietu, ko es gribu, ko tu
dari. So long as you are a child of God.
Ja tu esi Dieva bērns.
All things are working together for your good.
Visas lietas strādā tev par labu.
I want you to hit your chest and say all things are working together for my good.
Un saki, visas lietas strādā man par labu.
All things are working together for my good.
Visas lietas strādā man par labu.
All things are working together for my good.
Visas lietas strādā man par labu.
In the name of Jesus.
Jēzus vārdā.
Okay, so I want us to take our first anchor scripture.
Paņemsim un izlasīsim pirmo rakstu.
The book of Isaiah chapter 55.
Hozejas grāmata.
Isaiah 55, verse 8 and 9. Isaiah chapter 55, we are reading the verse 8 and 9. So I'll read the English and then my sister will read the Latvian version. It says that, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Amen.
Which chapter it was? Yes,
sir. Isaiah chapter 55.
Yes, sir. Tā ir yes, sir. 45.
Verse 8. Mm-hmm. Isaiah 55, verse 8.
Jesaja 55. Nodaļa un 8. pants, jo manas domas nav jūsu domas, un jūsu ceļi nav mani ceļi, saka tas kungs. Cik augstāks debesis ir pār zemi, tik augstāk ir mani ceļi pār jūsu ceļiem, un manas domas pār jūsu domām.
Amen. And now let's go to Genesis chapter 16.
Un tagad iesim uz pirmo Mozus.
Verses 1 and 2.
14. nodaļu.
Genesis 16.
16. nodaļu.
I'm reading, then my sister will continue. Okay, now Sarah, Abram's wife, bore him no children. And she had an handmaid, an Egyptian, whose name was Hagar. And Sarai said unto Abram, behold now, the Lord hath restrained me from bearing. I pray thee, go in unto my maid. It may be that I may obtain children by her. And Abram hearkened to the voice of Sarai. Amen.
Bet Sārai, Ābrāma sieva, tam nebija dzemdējusi. Un tai bija kalpone no Ēģiptes, tās vārds bija Hagara. Un Sārai teica Ābrāmam, redzi, tas kungs man nav devis iespēju dzemdēt. Ej pie manas kalpones, varbūt no viņas man tiks doti pēcnācēji. Un Ābrāms paklausīja Sārajas balsī.
Amen. So this is the story about Abraham
Šis ir stāsts
and Sarah.
Par Sāru un Abrahamu.
Abraham, we should not forget.
Neaizmirstiet, ka Abrahams,
that he is the first person that Bible that God said he is my prophet.
Un Ābrahams bija pirmais cilvēks, par kuru Dievs teica, viņš ir mans pravietis.
According to Genesis 20.
Tas ir rakstīts pirmā Mozes grāmatā 20.
nodaļā. God told Abimelech that he Abraham is my prophet.
Dievs teica Abimelecham, ka Ābrahams ir mans pravietis.
So the question I want to ask is.
Un tas jautājums, ko es gribu uzdot, ir:
Can a prophet's wife be barren?
Vai pravieša sieva var būt neauglīga?
He was not a church member. Abraham was not a church member.
Abrahams nebija draudzes loceklis.
He was not an instrumentalist.
Viņš nebija arī mūziķis.
He was not a singer.
Pat ne dziedātājs.
He was not part of the media team.
Viņš nebija pat no televīzijas grupas.
He was a prophet of God.
Viņš bija vienkārši Dieva pravietis.
So the question is, can a prophet's wife,
pravieša sieva,
go barren?
Varētu būt neauglīga.
God had promised Abraham.
Tāpat laikā Abraham tika apsolīts no Dieva.
That Sarah will give birth to a child.
Ka Sāra dzemdēs bērnu.
In fact, the promised son or the promised child.
Tātad viņš bija apsolītais bērns.
So how come?
Un kā tad tas
var būt? That somebody who has a prophecy.
Kāds, kurš pats pravieto.
Of giving birth to the promised son, go barren.
Kad Dievs iedos apsolīto dēlu, bet viņa sieva ir
neauglīga.
Bet ir kāds nodoms.
I want to share with you briefly the purpose behind the delay.
Gribu pastāstīt par to, kāds ir iemesls kavēšanai.
The purpose behind the delay.
Kāds ir iemesls tam, ka lietas kavējas?
When we talk of delay,
kad mēs runājam par kavēšanos,
one, it can happen as a result of your own decision.
Pirmajam kārtam tas var būt tavu lēmumu dēļ.
So there can be self-delay.
Tu pats kavē.
Because of your own decisions and attitude.
Jo tu izdari nepareizus lēmumus vai
so
tā ir tava attieksme.
So if there is something you need to do today.
Ir kaut kas, kas tev jāizdara šodien.
And you decide to be postponing it.
Un tu to domā izkavēt.
When you keep shifting what needed to have been done today, you are delaying your own life.
Un ar to, ka tu šodienā neizdari to, kas tev ir jāizdara, tu aizkavē savas
Amen.
Dzīves lietas.
So there are some of us seated here.
Daži cilvēki, kas sēž šeit.
It is not the devil who is delaying you.
Pat ne vēlns tevi kavē.
It is not God, but you are delaying yourself.
Pat ne Dievs, bet tu pats lietas lietām
kavēties. Because of your inability to work with time.
Jo tu nestrādā īstajā laikā.
And on time.
Un neesi laikā lietās.
Delay can also be demonic.
Un arī kavēšanās var būt dēmonu izraisīt.
An example in the Bible.
Tu piemērs Bībelē par to ir.
Is the issue about Daniel.
Par Daniela lietu.
Daniel prayed.
Daniels lūdza.
And that very moment.
Un tajā mirklī.
The prayer got to heaven.
Jau lūkšana bija nonākusi debesīs.
And an angel was released to bring the answer.
Un eņģelis jau tika atbrīvots, lai viņš nestu atbildi.
But the Bible say that the prince of Persia held this angel.
Bībele saka, ka Persijas princis šo eņģeli aizkavēja.
Denying Daniel to receive a 24-hour miracle.
Un 24 stundu brīnumu Daniels nevarēja saņemt.
So Daniel kept on praying.
Un Daniels turpināja
lūgt. 21 days.
21 dienu.
Before he had the answer.
Pirms viņš saņēma šo atbildi.
So there are some of us here.
Tāpēc daži no mums šeit.
It is not your fault that things are delaying.
Tā nav tava vaina, ja atbildi kavējas.
It is not God's fault that things are delaying.
Un Dievs arī nav vainīgs, ka atbildes kavējas.
But Satan have realized.
Bet Sātans ir sapratis.
That when you receive what you are desiring for.
Ja tu saņemsi to, ko tu vēlies.
It is going to create problems for him.
Tas radīs problēmas vēlnam.
Therefore he's been fighting you till now.
Tāpēc viņš cīnas pret tevi.
But today by the power of the Holy Ghost.
Bet šodien ar Svētā Gara spēku.
Any demonic attack.
Jebkādu demonisku uzbrukumu.
Of delay.
Kas kavē lietas.
Financial delays.
Finanses.
Marital delays.
Vai laulībā.
Delays at work.
Darba lietas.
Certain breakthroughs that are delaying.
Kur Sātans darbojas, lai aizkavētu lietas.
Today in the name of Jesus.
Mēs šodien Jēzus vārdā.
I cancel them all.
Es atceļu to visu.
And I pray for you today.
Un es lūdzu par jums šodien.
To receive divine speed.
Lai jūs saņemtu dievišķu.
Whatever that has been delayed in your life.
Dievišķu atrisinājumu tam,
I command
kas kavējas jūs dzīvēs.
To locate it.
Lai atnāk šies atrisinājums.
In the name of Jesus.
Jēzus vārdā.
From today.
Ka no šīdienas
no more delays
vairs nekavējas
no more demonic attacks
lai nevar Sātans aizkavēt lai nevar dot šo aizkavēšanos
area of your life
Katrā sfērā tavā
that
dzīvē,
you are experiencing demonic delays,
kur tu piedzīvo demona
right now in the name of Jesus.
Šobrīd, Jēzus vārdā,
I cancel it in the name of Jesus.
To Jēzus vārdā.
The Bible says that
Bībele saka,
no weapon formed against you
nekāds ierocis nevar darboties
shall
pret tevi.
Shall prosper.
Tas nedarbosies
that
pret tevi.
That weapon of delay.
Neviens ierocis nedarbosies pret
tevi. In the name of Jesus.
Jēzus vārdā.
I command it to be crushed.
Es pavēlu, lai tas sabrūk.
In the name of Jesus.
Jēzus vārdā.
That altar of delay.
Tas iemesls, kāpēc tiek
that
kavēts.
That is affecting the purpose of God for your life.
Kas kavē ienāk Dieva
today,
plānam tavā dzīvē.
In the name of Jesus.
Jēzus vārdā.
I command that altar to catch fire.
Lai tas tiek nogriezts no
in the mighty name of Jesus.
Varenā Jēzus
if you
vārdā.
Believe, say amen.
Ja tu tam tici, saki amen.
Amen. Now, another form of delay.
Jeb kāda kavēšanās forma.
Is God himself delaying you.
Dievs kavē tevi.
There are some of us.
Daži no mums.
The things we are going through.
Ejam cauri lietām.
Or the delays we are experiencing.
Vai mēs piedzīvojam kaut kādas kavēšanās savā
it
dzīvē.
It is from God.
Un tas var būt no
and
Dieva.
He has a reason for that.
Un Dievam priekš tam ir iemesls.
According to the scripture we just read.
Pēc tās rakstvietas, kur mēs tikko lasījām.
You will understand what Sarah was going through.
Jūs varat saprast, kam gāja cauri Sāra.
You have received the prophecy.
Tu esi saņēmis apsolījumu.
That you are going to have a son.
Ka tev būs dēls.
And you are getting old.
Un tu jau paliec veca.
You are aging.
Tu noveco.
It is not easy to carry a child for 9 months.
Un tā jau nav viegli nes 9 mēnešus bērnu sevi.
Even on the day of labor.
Un pat tad, kad tev ir dzemdību
you
diena.
You need strength to push.
Tev ir vajadzīgs spēks, lai izspiest šo bērnu.
And this is the case that she is delaying.
Un tāpēc, ka viss kavējas.
And so she said, okay, I understand
saprata,
my situation.
Es saprotu savu situāciju.
My question when I read the scripture was that.
Man jautājums, kad es lasīju šo rakstiet, bija
how
tāds,
did she manage to know?
Kā viņa varēja?
That it is God who was delaying her.
Saprast, ka Dievs viņus kavē.
Because she did not say that the husband is not good.
Viņa neteica, ka vīrs ir slikts.
She did not say she is the problem.
Viņa neteica, ka viņa pati ir problēma.
But she said God is delaying me. God has
Dievs
delayed
kavējās.
Me.
Dievs mani kavē.
How did he manage or how did she manage to know that?
Kā viņa varēja to zināt?
And that is one area.
Un ir vien tāda sfēra.
That if every child of God can know, it will help.
Kad katrs Dieva bērns var zināt.
At times it is better to be sensitive.
Ir laiki, kad tev ir jābūt jūtīgam.
And to understand what you are going through.
Un jāsaprot, kāda tie apstākļi,
kuriem
tu
ej
cauri.
Where the problem is coming from.
Un tev ir jāsaprot, no kurien šī problēma
nāk. So that when you are dealing with it, you will know how to handle it.
Jo tikai tad tu zinās, kā tikt ar šo problēmu
galā.
She
said, God has kept me from giving birth.
Un viņa teica, ka Dievs mani attur.
And so according to our tradition.
Un tā kā mums ir tādas tradīcijas,
I want you to meet my maid servant.
Es gribu, lai tu ej pie manas kalpones.
And have a child with her.
Un lai viņai ir bērns no tevis.
And in those days,
un tajās dienās,
whenever your maid servant
tev bija sievietes kalpones,
get a child.
Un ja viņām piedzim bērns,
with your husband,
no tava vīra,
that child becomes yours.
Tas bērns skaitījās tavs.
So it was like if I can't give birth tad, myself.
Ja es pati nevaru dzemdēt.
Let my maid servant.
Tad manas sievietes kalpones.
Give me children.
Deva man bērnus.
And that is what most of us we are going through.
Un tas notiek arī mūsu dzīvēs.
We have made certain decisions because we think life we are delaying.
Mēs veidojam paši savus lēmumus, tāpēc ka mēs zinām, ka kaut kas kavē.
We have taken certain steps because we think that things are delaying.
Mēs daudz ko izdarām paši gaidot, kamēr lietas
and
kavējas.
Today it is affecting us.
Un šodien tas viss ietekmē mūs.
In fact, delay has caused many people to make a wrong choice.
Bieži vien tas, ka lietas kavējas, liek cilvēkiem izdarīt nepareizus lēmumus.
Delay has caused many people to
un
daudziem, associate themselves with the wrong people.
Daudziem cilvēkiem ir sanācis vienkārši būt kopā ar nepareiziem cilvēkiem.
But today, in the name of Jesus,
bet šodien Jēzus Kristus vārdā,
if you made a decision because things are delaying.
Ja tu esi izdarījis kādu lēmumu, kas ir nepareizs, lai tā kā kavējās.
Whatever step you took.
Lai kādu soli tu būtu spēris.
Because you thought things are delaying.
Tāpēc, ka tu esi domājis, ka viss kavējas.
And you ended up.
Un tu esi
kāpēc?
Kad tu esi tagad nonācis problēmās.
Today in the name of Jesus.
Tad šodien Jēzus vārdā.
Receive deliverance in Jesus' name.
Brīvību Jēzus vārdā.
Receive deliverance.
Lai ienāk brīvība.
Receive deliverance.
Saņem brīvību.
In the name of Jesus.
Jēzus vārdā.
I want you to put your hand on your chest.
Es gribu, lai tu uzliec roku savam
krūtīm. And then declare this after me.
Un pasludini aiz mani.
Say, Father God.
Saki, Tēvs.
A decision I made.
Visu lēmumu, kurus esmu izdarījis.
Because things are delaying in my life.
Tāpēc, ka kaut kas kavējās manā dzīvē.
That caused me.
Tas man ir maksājis.
To fall in the trap of the enemy.
Iekrist Sātana problēmās.
Have mercy on me today.
Esi žēlīgs man.
And deliver me.
Un atbrīvo mani.
In the name of Jesus.
Jēzus vārdā.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Now.
Tagad.
Let's see something here.
Ieraudzīsim kaut ko šeit.
So Hagai gave birth to Ishmael.
Tātad Hagai piedzemdē Ishmaelu.
But is it good that he gave birth to Ishmael?
Bet vai tas bija labi, kad radās Ishmaels?
Or not?
Vai varbūt tas nebija labi?
We are going to find out.
Mēs to atradīsim to.
In the book of Genesis chapter 15.
15. Nodaļā 1. Mūzes grāmatā.
When Abraham got to the land of Canaan.
Kad Abrahams nonāca kā
God told him.
Dievs viņam teica.
That a time is coming.
Ka nāk laiks.
This land shall be for you and your descendants.
Ka šī zeme piederēs tev un taviem
pēcnācējiem. And it is going to take 400 years for this to come to pass.
Bet vajadzēs paiet 400 gadiem, kamēr tas notiks.
How can this prophecy come to pass?
Kā šis pravietojums var notikt?
Only God knows.
To vienīgs Dievs
Listen,
zina.
It is not all the time.
Tas nav visu laiku.
That God deals with us in a smooth way.
Ka Dievs liek mums staigāt vienkārši taisnu ceļu.
At times you can be a child of God.
Tad, kad tu kļūst par Dievu bērnu.
And things may be rough in your life.
Un varbūt dzīvē tev notiek nepareizas lietas.
That does not mean God has rejected you.
Bet tas nenozīmē, ka Dievs tevi ir atraidījis.
In fact, God is more closer to you.
Bet patiesībā Dievs ir daudz tuvāk tev.
When you are in problems.
Tad, kad tu esi problēmās.
Than when you are not having any problem.
Kā tajā mirklī, ka tev nav problēmas.
In fact, God is more present to you.
Dievs ir klātesošs tev.
God is more closer to you.
Dievs ir daudz tuvāk.
When you find yourself in a bad situation.
Kad tu sevi atrod kādā sliktā situācijā.
Amen.
Amen.
So now they have Ishmael.
Tagad viņiem ir piedzimis Ismaels.
And after some years.
Un pēc dažiem gadiem.
Now Sarah was able to give birth.
Tagad Sāra pati ir piedzemdējusi
who
bērnu.
Who then was Isaac.
Un viņa vārds ir Īzaks.
So fast forward.
Tātad uzpriekš skatoties.
Isaac gave birth to Jacob and Esau.
Izaks piedzemdēja Jākabu un Ēzavu.
And Esau also gave
Jākabs.
Jacob also gave birth to the 12
un Jākabs
tribes of Israel.
12 cilšu vecā.
In fact, Jacob had 13 children.
Patiesībā Jākabam bija 10
bērni. It was 12 guys, one girl.
12 čaļi un
Yes.
Viena meitene.
Yes. Jacob had one girl called Dinah.
Dāna viņam bija meita.
But she was not counted.
Bet viņa netika ieskaitīta.
Because in Israel men were more valued
jo,
by then.
Jo Izraēlā vīrieši tika vērtēti
And
tajā
so
laikā vairāk kā sievietes.
And so the 12 tribes of Israel.
Tātad ranās 12
who were the sons
ciltis.
Of Jacob.
Un tie visi bija Jēkaba dēli.
Now, one day.
Vienu dienu.
These guys went out with their father's flock.
Šie 12 izgāja pastaigāties.
And when they were delaying,
un kad viņi kavējās,
the father asked Joseph,
tēvs Jāzeps,
who was in his many colors garments, many colors attire,
viņam bija daudzkrāsains apģērbs,
to go and look for his brothers,
un viņam bija jāiet skatīties, ko viņi brāļi dara,
to find out how they are doing,
viņam bija jāapskatās, ko viņi dara,
and give them food.
Un jāiznes arī ēdienas viņam.
Now, when he was getting closer to them and they saw him.
Kad viņš nāca tuvāk pie saviem brāļiem un brāļi viņu ieraudzīja.
Here comes the dreamer.
Tur viņi teica, nāk tas sapņotājs.
That is another message on its own.
Tas ir kaut kas cits no citas.
And any time I think about it, about this, it tells me one thing.
Kad es par to domāju, tad man atklājas viena lieta.
That we should be careful of the people we share our dreams with.
Mums ir jābūt uzmanīgiem, ar ko mēs dalāmies savos sapņos.
There are some people I call killers of dreams.
Ir tādi cilvēki, kur nogalina tavus sapņus.
If you share your ideas or dreams with the wrong people,
ja
you end up destroying yourself.
Ja tu dalies ar nepareiziem cilvēkiem par saviem sapņiem
Now,
un mērķiem,
him, said,
viņi var iznīcināt to. Un tad viņi saka, re, ko nāk, tas sapņotājs.
And so what are they going to do?
Un ko mēs tagad darīsim?
When he got closer to them,
kad viņš pienāca tuvāk viņiem,
he had food in his hands.
Viņam rokās bija barība.
They took the food.
Viņi paņēma ēdienu.
And the first thing they did was that they took off his many colored garments.
Un pirmais, ko viņi izdara, viņi novilk viņam daudzkārtēno apģērbu.
His glory.
Tas būtībā rādīja viņu slavu,
šis apģērbs.
Kad viņi bija paveikuši,
they put him in a pit.
Viņi ielika viņu bedrē.
And they were contemplating
Un viņi,
as to whether to kill him.
Viņi domāja, vai viņu vajadzētu nogalināt.
But their brother,
bet viens cits brālis,
who was a Reuben,
kurš bija Rubens,
asked them that don't kill him, but put him in a pit.
Viņš saka, nenogalināsim viņu, bet
ieliksim bedrē. And he had a plan that when they leave,
un viņam bija tāds plāns, kad tie brāļi aizies,
him and send him back home.
Viņš atbrīvos šo brāli un palaidīs mājās.
So whilst they were eating the food,
kamēr viņi ēda ēdienu,
that Joseph brought.
Tas, ko atnes Jāzeps.
So at times you see how life is.
Jūs redzat, kāda dzīve tiek veikta.
He was having food.
Viņš atnes ēdienu.
They enjoyed the food all right.
Viņi tagad jau baudīja šo ēdienu.
Yet they attacked him.
Bet uzbruku viņam.
One dangerous thing in life.
Viena lieta dzīvē.
Is to have people.
Ir, ka tev ir cilvēki.
Who hate you.
Kuri ienīst tevi.
Yet they always want to enjoy what you have.
Bet viņi vienmēr grib baudīt no tā, kas tev
That
ir.
That is the dangerous
enemies you ever
experience in your life.
Ko tu var piedzīvot
savā dzīvē. In fact, there are three kinds of enemies.
Vispār ir trīs veidi ienaidnieki.
Or haters around us.
Kurus mums ir apkārt.
We have the first enemy.
Vieni ir tādi.
That when they see you.
Kad viņi tevi redz.
They will let you know that you are their enemy.
Viņi tev liks saprast, ka viņi ir tā vienaidnieki.
They will do everything for you to know that you are their enemy.
Viņi darīs visu, lai tu saprast, ka tu esi viņu ienaidnieks.
And such people,
tādi cilvēki,
you don't have to be afraid of them.
No tiem tev nav jābaidās.
We have the second group of enemies.
Otrā veida ienaidnieki.
For them they hate you.
Viņi ienīst tevi.
You are their enemy.
Tu esi viņiem ienaidnieks.
Not because you have done something against them.
Nevis, ka tu viņiem kaut ko būtu izdarījis.
But because of what they have heard about you.
Bet viņi ir kaut ko dzirdējuši par tevi.
Because of what somebody told them about you.
Kāds viņiem ir kaut ko iestāstījis par
that
tevi.
That is why they hate you.
Un tagad viņi ienīst
tevi. That is why they see you as their enemy.
Vai viņi redz tevi kā ienaidnieku.
And such people too.
Tādi cilvēki
you
arī.
You don't need to be afraid of them.
Tev no viņiem arī nav jābaidās.
But the ones you have to be afraid of them.
Bet ir trešie, no kuriem tev ir jābaidās.
The enemies.
Ir tie ienaidnieki.
Who show you their white teeth.
Kuri rāda tev baltus zobus.
But with black hearts.
Bet viņiem ir melnas sirds.
They are people who will be smiling with you.
Viņi smaida tev.
But deep within them.
Bet savā sirdī.
They hate you.
Viņi ienīst
That
tevi.
Is the dangerous aspect.
Un tie ir paši bīstamākie.
They are the kind of people.
Viņi ir tāda veida cilvēki.
Who don't like you.
Viņiem tu nepatīc.
As a person.
Kā persona.
But because you have something they want.
Bet tev ir kaut kas, ko viņi vēlas.
That is why they have allowed you around them.
Tāpēc viņi atļauj tev būt viņiem
so
blakus.
So they hate you.
Viņi ienīst
but
tevi.
But they are benefiting from what you have.
Bet viņi iegūst labumu no
That
tā, kas tev
what
ir.
What happened to Joseph.
Un tas notika arī ar Jāzepu.
We hate you.
Mēs brāļi viņu ienīdam, bet ēda viņa ēdienu.
So if you hate me, why should you eat my food?
Tad kāpēc, ja tu mani
Listen,
ienīst, ēd manu barību?
For every person that is here.
Katram cilvēkam, kas ir šeit.
I pray for every person that is watching us.
Par tiem cilvēkiem, kas skatās
mūs. Any person around you.
Jebkādas personas, kas ir ap tevi.
Who hates you.
Kuri ienīst tevi.
Yet want to benefit or enjoy what you have.
Bet grib dabūt kaut ko no
May
tevis, kas tev ir.
May God expose them to you.
Lai Dievs jums viņus atklāj.
In the name of Jesus.
Jēzus vārdā.
May God expose them to you.
Lai Dievs atklāj jums.
In the name of Jesus.
Jēzus vārdā.
If you believe, say amen.
Ja tu tam tici, saka amen.
So now.
Tagad.
When these guys were eating the food.
Tagad, kamēr šie
brāļi ēd
šo ēdienu.
What to do with Joseph.
Un domā, ko izdarīt ar Jāzepu.
All of a sudden.
Pēkšņi.
They saw some traders coming.
Viņi ieraudzīja, ka tur brauc ar kamīļiem.
And the Bible says that these traders.
Un tur bija teiks, ka šie
braucēji. Were the descendants of Ishmael.
Tie bija Ismaela, nu, radinieki.
I want to listen. I am bringing out something.
Es kaut ko gribu
pateikt. And I want you to follow the story.
Lai jūs sekot šim stāstam.
These traders are descendants of Ishmael.
Tie, kas jāja ar kamīļiem, tirgotāji bija Ismaela. Pēc taču, un viņi brauc uz
Listen,
Ēģipti.
They were traders going to Egypt.
Viņi brauc uz Ēģipti.
The mother of Ishmael.
Ismaels.
That Sarah,
mama, viņa mama.
That Sarah gave
kuru
to
Sarah
Abraham,
iedeva, Abraham
was also an Egyptian.
Viņa bija Ēģiptiete.
And when they sold Joseph.
Un kad viņi ieraudzīja,
they
viņi pārdeva
Jāzepu. Egypt.
Un aizved tieši Jāzepu uz
Because
Ēģipti.
That was where the purpose of God needed to start from.
Jo Dievam tur bija nodoms, kurš bija jāsāk no Ēģiptes.
So the descendant of Ishmael are coming.
Tad Ismaila pēc taču nāca.
The moment these brothers of Joseph saw them.
Un kad tajā momentā šie brāļi, Jāzeba brāļi
ieraudzīja viņus. One suggested that okay, we should not kill him.
Ieteica, nepārdosim.
We should not shed innocent blood.
Neizliesim nevainīgs asins.
But let us sell him to these traders who are the descendants of Ishmael.
Tiem ceļotājiem.
So they got there.
Viņi paņēma viņu.
They sold Joseph to the traders.
Jāzepu šiem tirgoņiem. Un viņu aizved prom.
Question that I want to ask.
Un jautājums, ko es gribu jautāt.
Was it good?
Vai tas bija labi?
That Sarah's ability to deliver delayed or it was bad?
Nespēja dzemdēt, bija labi vai slikti?
Because the question is.
Jautājums ir tāds.
If Sarah had immediately given birth to Isaac.
Ja Sāra būtu tik tūlīt piedzemdējusi Īzaku.
Hagar wouldn't have had the chance to give birth to Ishmael.
Hagarai nebūtu bijusi iespēja piedzemdēt Ismaelu.
And so when the brothers of Joseph caught him.
Un tad kad Jāzepa brāļi noķēra
viņu. Who would have delivered him?
Tad kurš tad būtu aizvedis viņu uz Ēģipti?
Do you get the story now?
Sapratāt, kas tur notika?
So Sarah's womb was delayed.
Tad Sāras zemde kavējās. Viņa nevarēja to izdarīt.
Because of many plans that God had for the people of Israel.
Un varbūt, ka tas bija tāpēc, ka Dievam bija daudz plānu priekš
Joseph Izraels. Joseph was the agent of God's prophetic word he gave to Abraham.
Jāzeps bija tas, ko deva Abrahamam.
And so it was not a mistake.
Tā nebija kļūda.
It was not demonic.
Tas nebija dēmona aizturēts.
That Sarah could not give birth.
Tam, ka Sāra nevarēja dzemdēt. Dievs zināja,
that some years ahead,
ka daudzus gadus uz priekšu,
the brothers of Joseph will hate him.
Jāzepa brāļi, kur
so
viņa
mīna, touch the heart of Sarah.
Tas pieskārās Sāras sirdī.
To give Hagar to Abraham.
Un tāpēc Sāra darīja šo soli, ka devu Hagarai savu kalpu un Abrahamam.
So that they will have a son.
Lai tomēr būtu šis dēls.
After that I will cause confusion in the house and drive Ishmael and the mother away.
Jo pēc tam viņš radīja problēmas mājā un viņš Hagari un Ismaelu aizsūtīja uz tuksnesi. Un viņi aizgāja tuksnesī visu dzīvi. Un pēc daudziem gadiem.
I will use this Ishmael to accomplish my purpose.
Es izmantošu šo Ismaelu, lai viņš piepildītu manu nodomu.
And truly it came to pass.
Un tad kad tas notika.
So I am asking the question again.
Es atkal uzdotu šo jautājumu.
If Sarah had been able to give birth earlier.
Ja Sāra
had been able to give birth.
Ja būtu uzreiz dzemdējusi.
To Isaac earlier.
Īzāk.
And there was no Ishmael.
Un tāds Ismaels vispār nebūtu.
Who would have delivered Joseph?
Kurš tad atbrīvotu Jāzepu?
When the brothers caught him and put him in a pit.
Kad Jāzeps bija ielikts bedrē.
And as if that was not enough.
Un ar to vēl nepietika.
When Joseph got to the land of Egypt.
Kad Jāzeps nonāca Ēģipta zemē.
And things were well for him.
Un lietas gāja labi ar
viņu. He requested that his family will join him.
Un viņam vajadzēja, lai viņa ģimene pievienojas viņam.
And the family got to the land of Egypt.
Un tajā mirklī, kad ģimene ieradās
Ēģipta
zemē.
That was when what God told Abraham started manifesting.
Tas bija tas, ko Abrahamam jau Dievs bija apsolījis.
God told him that your descendants will be visitors in another man's land.
Jo bija teicis, ka tavi pēcnācēji būs ciemiņi vai apmeklētāji citā zemē.
When Joseph invited his father and his brothers to the land of Egypt, they were visitors.
Kad Jāzeps uzaicināja savu atlikušo ģimeni no Izraels, lai viņi brauc uz Ēģipti, viņi bija ciemiņi, apmeklētāji.
And he said, and they will be slaves too in that land.
Un vēl pateicis bija, ka viņi kļūs par vergiem šai zemē.
Now, when the first Pharaoh died,
tad, kad pirmais faraons nomira,
the second Pharaoh that came did not know Joseph.
Tas otrs faraons, viņš nezināja Jāzepu.
And so he made these Israelites to be slaves for them.
Un viņš šos izraeliešus padarīja par vergiem.
So God's word was fulfilled.
Tad Dieva vārds piepildījās.
So my question is,
un jautājums atkal ir tāds,
that you are going through,
vai tās kavēšanās, kurām tu ej cauri,
as a child of God,
kā Dieva bērns,
I'm telling you, you might not know the plans of God for you.
Vai tie iespējams ir plāns, ko Dievs ir jau savā dzīvē.
It may be that there is a purpose of God behind it.
Tātad aiz tā katra kavējuma ir kāds Dieva plāns priekš tevis.
If things have worked good for you today.
Ja jau lietas nostrādāt tev šodien.
Maybe it might have diverted the plans of God.
Varbūt tas pārmainītu citādāk Dieva plāns.
Maybe it would have hindered the plans of God.
Varbūt tas apturētu Dieva plāns tavā dzīvē.
And so God has a reason for the delay you are going through.
Dievam ir kaut kāds iemesls, kāpēc tev dzīvē kavējas atbildes. Viena lieta, kā to uzzināt.
If only you are well connected to God.
To var uznāt tad, ja tu esi labi savienojies ar Dievu, ja tu dzirdi Dievu.
And you are still experiencing delays.
Un tu joprojām piedzīvo šo kavēšanos.
I am telling you that God has a hand in it.
Es saku, ka Dievs, Dievam ir, viņa roka ir iesaistīta.
I remember a woman of God in Ghana.
Es atceros kādu sievieti Ghana.
She had one child.
Viņa bija Dieva sieviete, viņai bija viens bērns. Un viņa...
And she needed more children.
Viņa gribēja vēl bērnus.
And for years she had not been able to give birth.
Un gadiem ilgi viņa nevarēja palikt stāvoklī.
So one day,
vienu dienu,
we were praying together.
Mēs kopā lūdzām.
And the Lord ministered to me to her.
Un Dievs lika man kalpot viņai.
That the reason that you are not able to give birth now.
Tas iemesls, kāpēc tu nevari dzemdēt bērnu šobrīd.
Is because the enemy has targeted.
Jo ienaidnieks ir uzbrucis.
That when you give birth, you will be paralyzed.
Jo, tad, kad tu tagad dzemdēsi, tu kļūsi paralizētam.
You have the child all right.
Tev bērnam būs viss kārtībā.
But you will not have the legs to do the work that I have for you.
Bet tev nebūs vairs spējas izpildīt to darbu, kas tev ir
iedots. You will not have the legs to walk about and fulfill your destiny.
Tu nevarēsi piepildīt savu likteni.
And that is why I have shut your womb.
Un tāpēc tavs, tava dzemde ir aizslēgta.
And the woman confirmed that another prophet had told her.
Un viņa teica, ka kāds cits pravietis viņai bija teicis.
So I don't know the kind of delay you are experiencing.
To pašu. Un es nezinu, kādas, kādas kavēšanas
tu piedzīvo. But I am repeating it again.
Bet es atkal varu atkārtot
that
to.
That if you are well connected to God.
Ja tu esi labi, labās attiecībās ar Dievu.
If you have close relationship with God.
Ja tev ir ciešas attiecības ar Dievu.
And you are prayerful.
Un tu lūdz.
I came to announce unto you that things are not delaying.
Tad man ir jāpasaka tev, ka lietas vispār nekavējas.
But they are rather working together for your good.
Bet viņi strādā visas kopā, lai tev būtu labi.
You have your plans.
Tev ir tavi plāni.
But remember that in God's own time.
Atceries, ka Dieva īstajā laikā.
He makes all things perfect.
Viņš visu padarīs pilnīgu.
Plans of men.
Cilvēku plāni.
Will always be behind God's season.
Būs vienmēr aiz Dieva sezonā.
Or ahead of God's season.
Vai arī viņš skries pa priekš Dieva sezonā.
And the Bible says that in his own time he makes all things perfect.
Bet savā noteiktā laikā Dievs piepildīs visu lietas un padarīs pilnīgas.
God has a perfect season for you.
Dievam ir perfekts laiks priekš tevis.
God has a perfect plan for you.
Viņam ir perfekts plāns priekš tevis.
Your destiny is different from mine.
Tavs liktenis noteikti atšķirs no manējā.
Listen, let's take somebody like Prophet Samuel.
Paņemsim, piemēram, Samuela pravieti.
At the age of 7 years.
7 gadu vecumā.
God started talking to him one-on-one.
Dievs sāka sarunāties viens pret vienu ar viņu.
So he started his ministry at the age of 7 years.
Viņš būtībā sāka savu kalpošanu 7 gadu vecumā.
But somebody like Moses.
Bet tāds kā Mozus.
He started his ministry at the age of 80 years.
Viņš sāka savu kalpošanu 80 gadu vecumā.
In fact, Aaron. Who was his assistant?
Ārons, būtībā, kas bija viņa asistents.
Was even older than Moses.
Viņš bija pat vecāks par Mozu.
So imagine if Moses.
Iedomājies, ja jau Mozus.
Happened to also, you know, be jealous of Samuel.
Ja tu esi greizsirdīgs uz, uz Samuelu.
Why is it that at the age of 7 God has started using you?
Kā tā Dievs 7 gadu vecumā tevi sāka lietot un mani nē?
Why is it that you are married and I'm not married?
Kāpēc tā, tu esi precējies, es neesmu precējies?
Why is it that you have children and I don't have a child?
Tev ir bērni, man nav bērni.
Why is it that we all attend prayer meetings on Fridays?
Mēs visi kopā apmeklējam lūkšanas vakars piekdienās.
We all come to church on Friday and pray.
Un piekdienās mēs nākam šeit baznīcā visi kopā un lūdzam.
Mama prayed for us.
Mama lūdz par mums.
Those of us who don't have jobs, mama prayed for us.
Mama lūdz par mums.
Why is it that you have had your job and I'm not having a job?
Kāpēc tev ir darbs, bet man nav?
Mama prayed for us.
Mama par abiem
lūdza. For financial breakthrough.
Lai būtu finansiāls
uzrāviens. Why is it that you are experiencing financial breakthroughs?
Kāpēc tev ir izrāviens finansēs, bet man trūkst naudas?
There is a purpose.
Ir kāds nodoms.
There is a purpose.
Ir nodoms.
Maybe.
Varbūt.
You carry so big destiny to the extent that.
Tev ir liels liktens.
God needs to prepare you well for
it. Un Dievam tev ir jāsagatavo tam.
Listen to this.
Paklausies.
There are some blessings.
Ir tādas svētības.
If God does not prepare you well.
Kad priekš kurām Dievam tev ir
labi
jāsagatavo,
you,
lai varētu šīs svētības tev iedot, jo, ja tu nonāks pie svētībās pirms laiku, tas
some
tev nogalinās. Dažas svētības tev var nogalināt, ja tas
so
atnāk
God
pārāk ātri.
Dievs
nedos tev ātrāk to, kas tev
it
var iznīcināt.
Like
ir tāpat kā bērns,
whose father has a car for.
Kura tēvam ir mašīna.
You know, the child.
Jūs zināt, bērns.
I don't think the father would like to let the child drive.
Kad Dievs, kad tēvs iedos bērnam, kuram ir 10 gadi mašīna, nu labi, 15 gadi.
But when the child gets to the point that he will be able to learn how to drive.
Bet tad, kad bērns būs iemācījies to tajā vecumā, kad tā mācīties
braukt, finish his lessons
viņš
in driving.
Pabeigt savus
then he will hand over the keys to the child.
Lai mācītos braukt.
That is what some of us God is taking us through.
Tad tēvs iedos mašīnu un
finally,
mēs ejam cauri.
Finally,
un beidzot,
as I bring my message to a close,
kad es gribu pabeigt savu ziņu,
God has several ways of preparing us.
Dievs ir sagatavo mūs.
And one of the ways that God prepares us is un, what we go through in life.
Un tas veids, kā Dievs gatavo mūs, ir mēs ejam cauri dažādām situācijām savā dzīvē.
So whatever that you are going through,
lai vienalga, kam tu ej cauri,
they form part of your journey.
Tas ir tā daļa no tava ceļojuma.
I cannot fight your battles for you.
Es nevaru izcīnīt tavus cīņas.
You cannot fight my battles for
tu
me.
Tu nevari izcīnīt manas cīņas.
Because my destiny is different from yours.
Jo mans liktenis atšķiras no tavējā.
But what matters most?
Bet kas man ir jādara?
Is that at the end of it all?
Ka visa tā beigās.
You will get to where God wants you to be.
Tu būsi tas, kas, ko Dievs vēlas,
so
lai tu esi.
So if things are delaying today.
Ja tavas lietas kavēja šodien.
It doesn't mean God has rejected you.
Tas nenozīmē, ka Dievs tevi ir atstūmis.
It doesn't mean you are not the favorite of God.
Tas nenozīmē, ka Dievs tev nemīl.
It doesn't mean you are not loved by God.
Ka Dievs tev nemīl. Tas
nenozīmē to. Mean your prayers have not been heard.
Tas nenozīmē, ka tavas lūkšanas netiek sadzirdētas. Bet Dievam ir nodoms.
God has a purpose.
Viņam ir nodoms.
When you plant a coconut tree.
Kokos riekstu koks.
And then you plant tomatoes.
Tu iestādi gan kokos riekstu koks, gan tomātus.
At the end of the day.
Dienas beigās.
The tomatoes will grow.
Tomāti jau augs.
Bear its
jau nesīs augļus, vai vēl kaut ko.
And it will be used.
Un tu jau to varēsi
lietot. And maybe the coconut tree might not have even gotten anywhere.
Viņš varbūt nav daudz izaugs.
It will take years.
Prasīs gadus.
For the coconut tree to grow.
Lai tas kokos riekstu koks izaugtu.
But when it starts bearing its
bet,
fruit.
Bet pēc tam viņš nesīs savus augļus.
It is going to be forever.
Un tas būs mūžīgi, viņš
your
nesīs savus.
Your blessing is so big that God needs to take time and prepare
Dievam
you and prepare
vajag
the
laiku,
blessings.
Lai tev sagatavot šīm lielajām svētībām.
But no matter what,
bet lai vienalga, kas notiktu,
they are working together for your good.
Visas lietas strādā par labu
whatever
tev.
Whatever you are going through now,
lai kam tu ej cauri šobrīd,
it is working together for your good.
Tas strādā tev par
in
labu.
In the name of the Lord Jesus,
Kunga Jēzus
vārdā, I want you to put your hand on your chest.
Atkal tu vari uzlikt roku uz savu sirds.
And then please declare this after me.
Un pasludinātais manis.
Say, Father God,
saki, Dievs Tēvs,
let your will be done in my life.
Lai Tava griba piepildās manā dzīvē.
Let your will be done in my life.
Lai Tava griba piepildās manā
let
dzīvē.
Let your will be done in my life.
Lai Tava griba piepildās manā
in
dzīvē.
In the name of Jesus.
Jēzus vārdā.
I want us to lift up a prayer this morning.
Es gribu, lai mēs šajā rītā lūdzamies.
As I said,
kā jau es teicu,
some delays can be demonic.
Daži kavēšanās iemesli
var
būt demoniski.
You lift up your voice and pray.
Tad tev ir jāpaceļ balsu un jālūdz.
That any demonic delay in my
lai
life.
Kavēšanās, kas ir demoniski izraisīta, lai tā pazūd no man ceļa.
I command you out of
es pavēlu, lai tā aiziet prom
in
no mana ceļa.
Jesus.
Jēzus
vārdā. Lift up your voice now and begin
pacel
to pray.
Savu balsu
if you want to sit and pray, you can sit. If you want to stand and pray,
ja
you can
piecāties,
stand.
Tu vari sēdēt,
you are
tu
praying
sēdēt,
that
sēdi.
Any weapon of delay
lūdzu,
in my life,
jeb kāds ierodas, kas ir dienā
I command you to leave my life
lietas, lai tas aiziet
in
prom.
The name of Jesus.
Jēzus vārdā.
Lift up your voice and pray.
Pacel
lift up your voice and pray.
Pacel savu balsu un
lift up your voice and pray.
Pacel
lift
savu
up your voice and pray. Lift up your voice and pray. Lift up your voice and pray. Shadada branta da dabus. Livi cabran todo dobus. Mazente bede macabran da da dabus. Lift up your voice and pray. Lift up your voice and pray. Lift up your voice and pray. In the name of Jesus. Weapons of delay. Weapons of delay. Weapons of delay. We come against you right now. We come against you right now. We come against you right now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Shatele bros. Lift up your voice and pray. Lift up your voice and pray. Papa labo sate de bosa. Ibranda da da bosa. Livi cabran da 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 bos. Labro caban da 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 bos. Labra caba da brante mini bos. Shanta da da bos. Livi cabra, lift up your voice and pray. Lift up your voice and pray.
Lords, Lords.
Mason temini macabran da ba da ba. Shanta da da bos. In the name of Jesus.
Jesus,
Father. Amen and amen. Now, in the book of Genesis,
pirmā mūsu grāmatā ir teikts,
chapter 24,
24. Nodaļā,
the verse 12,
pirmie 12 panti,
Genesis 24,
24. Nodaļa,
the verse 12,
pants 12.
It says that, and he said,
tur teica, viņš teica,
O Lord God of my master Abraham,
mana kunga Abrahama kungs,
I pray thee,
es lūdzu tevi,
send me good speed this day.
Sūti man.
Send me good speed. Send me.
Jā, sūti
good
man.
Speed this day.
Šodien.
And show kindness.
Un parādi laipnību.
Unto my master Abraham.
Manam kungam Abrahamam.
This is the servant of Abraham who prayed
Abrahams
this prayer.
Kalps
the year is coming to an end.
God's beidzis.
I believe you have a lot of plans.
Es domāju, ka tev ir
daudz
plānu.
We are lifting up a prayer one more time.
Mēs vēl lūksim par
that
to.
That all God.
Lai mūsu Dievs.
God of new generation church.
Jaunās paudzes draudzes.
Release unto me divine speed.
Liek manā dzīvē dievišķā
ātrumu. Release unto me divine speed.
Dievišķā ātrumu.
In my life.
Manā dzīvē.
Release unto me divine speed.
Lai manā dzīvē notiek dievišķā ātrumu.
In every area of my life.
Jebkurā sfērā manā
lift up your voice now and pray. 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 In the name of Jesus, release unto me. Release unto me divine speed. 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 In the name of Jesus, 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 in the name of Jesus. As I bring my message to a close, if you are here under the sound of my voice, and you have been having bad dreams, today in the name of Jesus,
šodien Jēzus vārdā,
I cancel that in Jesus' name.
Es atceļu to Jēzus
in
vārdā.
The book of Colossians chapter 2,
Kolosiešu vēstulē, 2.
Verse 14,
14. Pantā
the Bible says that he has wiped out,
ka viņš ir,
he has wiped out
viņš
all the bad handwritings against us.
Visas Sātana būtas pret mums.
Any bad handwriting against you through dreams.
Ja tie ir Sātana uzbrukums ar taviem sapņiem,
I cancel it right now.
Es tos
atceļu.
Es tos notīru.
In the name of Jesus.
Jēzus vārdā.
If you are sick in any part of your body,
ja tu esi slims jebkurā vietā savā ķermenī, es pavēlu dziedināties
šodien. Whether you are here,
ja tu esi vai nu šeit,
or you are watching online,
vai varbūt tu skaties online,
I declare divine healing.
Es pasludinu dievišķu
dziedināšanu. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Jēzus vārdā.
From today,
no šodienas,
you are delivered.
Tu esi atbrīvots.
From the attacks,
no uzbrukumiem,
of demonic delays,
kuriem demoni tev uzbruk.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Jēzus vārdā.
From today,
no šodienas,
God is working things out for your good.
Dievs strādā lietas priekš
tā labā. By the power of the Holy Ghost.
Kas nāk no Svētā
Gara. In this month of October,
un šajā mēnesī oktobrī,
I pray for you,
es lūdzu par tevi,
that may you see results,
lai tu ieraug rezultātus.
Every step you take,
katru soli, kur
I
tu
pray you will see positive results,
kad tu ieraug pozitīvus rezultātus.
In the name of Jesus,
Jēzus vārdā,
I open unto you,
es atveru tev,
the gate of miracles,
brīnumu vārtus.
I open unto you,
es atveru par tevi,
the gate of testimonies,
lai tev būtu daudz liecības.
I open unto you,
es atveru par tevi.
The gates of laughter.
Vārdus, kur
I open unto you.
Es atveru tev vārdus.
The gate of joy.
Kur tev ir prieks un smiekli. Jēzus vārdā.
If there is somebody here,
ja šeit ir kāds,
and you are going through depression,
un tev ir depresija,
that spirit of depression,
tad šim garam depresijas garam,
to leave your
es pavēlu aizvērties no tavas dzīves.
I command the spirit of depression,
lai šis depresijas
to leave your life,
Atstāt tavu dzīvi.
And I pray with you right now.
Un es lūdzu kopā ar
that
tevi.
The peace of God.
Lai Dieva miers.
Will begin to reign in your heart.
Sāk valdīt tavā sirdī.
Will begin to reign in your spirit.
Lai tas sāk valdīt tavā garā.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Varenajā Jēzus
vārdā. From today.
No šīs dienas.
No weapon formed against you.
Neviens ierods pret tevi.
Shall prosper.
Neveiksies.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Jēzus varenajā vārdā.
I pray for Ventspils.
Es lūdzu par Ventspili.
Any attack here.
Lai jebkura uzbrukums šeit. Jebkāda ieroča.
It will not work.
Tas nestrādā.
I pray for the work of your hands.
Es lūdzu par darbu, ko tu dari savām rokām.
That may God prosper you.
Lai tev veiktos.
Whatever you touch with your hands.
Tas, kam tu pieskaries ar savām
rokām. In the name of Jesus.
Jēzus vārdā.
May God bless your going out.
Lai Dievs svētī tavu iziešanu.
May God bless your coming in.
Un tavu ienākšanu.
May God bless you.
Lai Dievs svētī tevi.
And your family.
Un tavu ģimeni.
In the name of Jesus.
Jēzus vārdā.
Every agenda of the devil.
Visi plāni, kas ir sāk.
Destroy your children.
Lai iznīcināt tavus bērnus.
Today,
šodien,
I cancel that agenda.
Mēs tos atceļam.
In the name of Jesus.
Varenajā Jēzus vārdā.
Any agenda of the devil.
Jebkāds Satana plāns.
To attack any member.
Lai uzbruktu kādam ģimenes loceklim.
Of new generation church.
Draudzes loceklim.
I cancel that agenda.
Es atceļu šos plānus.
In the name of Jesus.
Jēzus vārdā.
New generation church.
Jaunās draudzes.
We will finish 2024.
Mēs pabeigsim 24. gadu.
In victory.
Ar uzvaru.
We will finish 2024.
Mēs pabeigsim 24. Gadu.
In praise.
Lūkšanā.
We will finish 2024.
Mēs pabeigsim 24.
With
gadu.
With testimonies.
Ar liecībām.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Jēzus vārdā.
In fact, right now.
Un faktiski šobrīd.
I command the sun.
Es pavēlu.
To vomit out blessings for you.
Lai Sātans izvēmj ārā visas svētības.
I command
svētības.
The earth.
Es pavēlu zemē.
I command the land of Latvia.
Es pavēlu Latvijas zemē.
To vomit out blessings for you.
Ārā tās svētības
I command
krapēs.
The land of Latvia.
Es pavēlu Latvijas zemē.
To work for your good.
Strādāt tev par labu.
To work for your good.
Strādāt tev par labu.
In the name of Jesus.
Jēzus vārdā.
I command the land of Latvia.
Es pavēlu Latvijas zemē.
To swallow your enemies.
Aprīt tavus ienaidniekus.
Who will be fighting the purpose of God against you?
Kas cīnās pret Dievu nodomiem
tavā dzīvē. In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Jēzus vārdā.
I pray for you today.
Es lūdzu par tevi šodien.
That the angels of God.
Lai Dieva eņģeļi.
That visited Mary.
Kas apmeklēja Mariju.
With good news.
Atnes labas ziņas.
May God release his angels.
Lai Dievs atbrīvo šos
eņģeļus. This week.
Šonedēļ.
To visit you.
Lai tie apmeklē tevi.
With good news.
Ar labām ziņām.
With good news.
Ar labām ziņām.
In the name of Jesus.
Jēzus vārdā.
I pray for you today.
Es lūdzu par tevi šodien.
That the angels God has released.
Lai eņģeļi.
For this month of October.
Šajā oktobra mēnesī.
Those that are supposed to visit you.
Tie, kuriem ir jāapmeklē jūs.
You will not miss them.
Lai viņi netiek palaist garām.
I command every crooked path in your life.
Visus tos līgums tavā dzīvē.
To be made straight.
Es pavēlu, lai tie iztaisnojas.
I command rough paths.
Lai tāda virsma,
kur
ir grūts staigāt, lai kļūt viegli staigājam. Jēzus vārdā.
From today.
No šīs dienas.
God is coming to your aid.
Dievs nāk pie tevis.
From today.
Šodien.
God is filling your life with laughter.
Dievs piepild tavu dzīvi ar smieklību.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Varenā Jēzus vārdā.
They shall gather together.
Visi tas kopā.
Against you.
Kas ir nācis
pret
tevi.
But the Bible says.
Dievs vārds saka.
They shall fall.
Tas.
They shall fall.
Tas.
Into that very thing they have planned against you.
Ko Sātans viņiem plāno
pret tevi. The Bible says that he who digs a pit.
Tas iekritīs pats
will fall into his own pit.
Pats savā bedrē
iekritīs. Any pit of death.
Visas nāves cilpas.
Any pit of sickness.
Visas slimības cilpas.
Any pit of negativity.
Visas negatīvās
that
cilpas.
That against you.
Kas ir domāts
may
pret tevi.
May they fall into their own pit.
Iekritīs pašas
may
savā bedrē.
May they fall into their own pit.
Viņi iekritīs paši
in
savā
the name of Jesus.
Jēzus vārdā.
In the name of Jesus.
Jēzus vārdā.
Because you are the seed of Abraham.
Jo tu esi Abrahama sēkla.
I declare the blessings of Abraham upon your life.
Es pasludinu Abraham svētības par tavu dzīvi.
I declare the blessings of Abraham upon your life.
Abraham svētības pasludinu par tavu dzīvi.
You will finish well this month.
Tu pabeigsi šo mēnesi.
You will finish well in the month of
labi.
November.
Tu pabeigsi labi šo mēnesi.
You will finish well in the month of December.
Tu pabeigsi.
You will finish well in the month of December.
Labi decembra mēnesi.
You will have a testimony before this year ends.
Un šis gads pirms beigsies tavas
daudzas liecības.
New generation
church.
Jaunā smaldas draudze.
This is what the Lord opened my eyes.
Tas ir tas, kam Dievs ir atvērs manas acis.
And this is what I'm seeing.
Un to es redzu.
I see a church.
Es redzu.
And I see another church.
Es redzu vēl citu draudzi.
Coming out from the same church.
Ka viena draudze iziet no otras draudzes.
And this is what God is telling me.
Un Dievs saka man.
There are generations that God is building.
Tās jaunās paudzes
there are generations.
Paudzes,
that God is preparing.
Kurus Dievs sagatavo.
And this church
un šī draudze
is not only going to be in Ventspils.
Nebūs tikai Ventspilī.
A time is coming.
Nāk laiks.
We are going to have new generation churches in several
draudzes,
countries.
Daudzās valstīs.
God is preparing an army.
Dievs sagatavo.
And very soon
un ļoti drīz
they are going to take over.
Tas notiks.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Varenajā Jēzus
vārdā. If there is somebody here.
Ja te ir kāds.
Who is part of the army.
Kurš ir armijas daļa.
I pray that you will not miss the move of God.
Galā,
in the mighty name of Jesus.
Dievu kustību.
You are blessed.
Tu esi svētīts.
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 In the mighty name of Jesus.
Varenajā Jēzus vārdā.
Amen and amen.
Amen un amen.
Amen and amen.
Amen un amen.
If you are blessed, I want you to give a clap offering
ja
to Jesus.
Ja tu esi svētīts, aplaudē Jēzu.
And I want you to declare thank you God.
Un pasaki, paldies tev
in
Dievs.
In Jesus' name.
Jēzus vārdā.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you.
Lai Dievs jums
svētī. And thank you for the opportunity to minister.
Un paldies par šo iespēju kalpot šeit. Amen.